Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Now, will we have a new government by Dáil return or by the time Donald Trump is inaugurated as president in the US, which is just days away? There is moving pieces here this evening and some breaking news. I'm joined by Minister for Enterprise, Trade and Employment, Peter Burke, Fine Gael TD from our Dáil studio. Minister, you're very welcome indeed.
Thank you for having me on, Cormac.
Now, the latest we're hearing is that the regional independent group, it seems that they're driving a really hard bargain. The latest I've heard is that they're getting two super junior ministries and two junior ministries. Is that correct?
Well, first of all, I don't want to go into the detail of any agreement that will have to be approved by our parliamentary party and indeed the parliamentary party of Fianna Fáil and the membership of Fine Gael, which will happen over the next number of days, where we intend to have five regional meetings around the country. Also, at this point in time, it is important that we have very strong policies contained within the new programme for a partnership government, and front and central of that have to be housing, disability, childcare. I'm very keen to have a very strong policy.
I know you don't want to talk about it, but Ireland seems to be talking and reading about it. It seems that Sean Canny and Noel Grealish will hold the super junior ministries. Marion Harkin and Kevin Boxer-Moran will hold the junior ministries. How did they get that much from Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil?
Well, you can appreciate two things, Cormac. Firstly, this is all speculation, and you're always going to have speculation before an agreement is published. Talks are still underway. They're underway with both the regional independents and indeed both Michael and Danny Healy-Ray. That formal process has to conclude.
Yeah.
And secondly, in relation to the adjudication of ministries, that is nothing that I have any say on whatsoever.
Yeah, but you're hearing more than we are, I'm sure. But nothing for the Healy-Rays, it seems.
Well, obviously, negotiations are still ongoing as we speak, and I understand both Danny and Michael are negotiating as we speak at this point in time. But critically, from Fine Gael's perspective, policy is so important that we have a very strong, stable government that can withstand the challenges that we're going to face over the next number of months and years ahead.
Yeah, I understand that. But the latest we're hearing now, and this is coming out drip by drip, lead negotiator Michael Lowry said this evening that the regional group would support the next government on the good days and the bad days. Now, there's more. It's expected, we're being told, that Micheál Martin will hold the office of Taoiseach until some point in 2027 and possibly longer, for a longer duration than the Fine Gael leader. Now, we heard Elaine Loughlin from The Examiner at the start of the programme saying that it could be 3 years versus a 2 year Fine Gael tenure in Taoiseach. How would that fall within Fine Gael? I mean, they have greater support, I suppose, Fianna Fáil. It's a reality.
Well, I make two points in response to it. Firstly, what's most important for Fine Gael is policy, as I quite rightly pointed out. We want to ensure that the correct policies are in place going forward to manage our country into what are going to be very significant challenges in the months ahead. And secondly, and very importantly, obviously, our membership, our parliamentary party, when the document is finalised, will have their say on the merits of it. And I do have confidence in a very strong negotiating team, which Taoiseach has picked, who are negotiating as we speak. And critically, it is so important. We've heard, you know, so many discussions, and as I canvass many houses right across my own constituency, so many challenges that people are facing. And it's important that we have a strong government to rise to those challenges, insulate Ireland and its people over the next number of years
ahead. If policy is so important to Fine Gael, what ministries do you want in Fine Gael?
Obviously, that is part of the discussion with the party leaders. What's critical for me, and I can really speak about my brief, is that we have a very strong business package that really breathes further life into our SMEs, that ensures we can continue our full employment, continue our growth, continue the strong tax take that we have, that gives us the huge opportunity
to
shape
our
communities.
You want to continue as Minister for Enterprise, Trade and Employment, is that right?
Well, absolutely. Look, Cormac, it's been the privilege of my life to serve as Minister for Enterprise, Trade and Employment, but I equally know the Taoiseach has, and our party leader Simon Harris has, huge challenges in trying to pick from a huge array of talent in our parliamentary party. We have 23 new TDs elected, and there's a huge amount of talent there. And secondly, it's always difficult when you're picking a team going out to the match. I know, as very much involved in my own locality, when you're looking at your own club and you're seeing who are going to be those that are going to represent on the field, it's always a very big challenge. And that's one thing I really know party leaders and Taoiseach have a huge challenge in doing that. And
I know. Do you fear you can, I mean, there was talk of Charney McConnell, which was rebutted today, but do you fear you could be in the drop zone?
Look, I don't do my politics through fear. I do it through my own track record. I believe a very strong track record in enterprise. I'm very well qualified, come into politics, have over a decade as a chartered accountant in private practice. And look, I've done my very best. I've brought forward an enterprise package, a business package for SMEs within the first 2 months. I think my record stands for itself in the department.
Okay. I don't know if this is going to wash very well. If the regional independent group come out with two supers and two juniors, and the Healy Rays come out with nothing.
The critical thing from our perspective, genuinely, Cormac, is that we set the parameters going into the negotiations through our parliamentary party, and they're very much focused on delivering for the people of Ireland. We have a huge challenge in terms of housing, in terms of our disability sector, and that's why I keep coming back to all the carers I met in the campaign trail and our vindication that we want to ensure that all their efforts are rewarded, the great work that they do in keeping people independently living in their homes. We have so much challenges on a policy perspective. All these things, I know it's good to try and get a soundbite for the 6 o'clock news about what ministry will be where.
It's not ministerial.
Absolutely,
in fairness to you. No, it's not. I'll tell you why.
Policy will make the difference, Cormac. No. Not on who serves where.
Well, I'll tell you why. Because it's the parties themselves that are leaking this information. And it's the parties themselves that have gone in with a wish list.
God knows who's leaking what information. And we've seen in the past, Cormac, you know, many of these various different, guesses and straws in the wind, you know, have been proven wrong. You hear people making these predictions, and you and I know a week is a long time in politics. A day is a long time in politics. So we will find out pretty quickly. And I would say to your listeners, you know, the programme for government should be published within the next 24 hours. People will get to peruse it. Our parliamentary party, and indeed our members, which are so important right across the country, will get their say, and hopefully then we can go forward to our regional meetings before the weekend and elect a Taoiseach critically on the 22nd, which will place a very strong, stable government to meet the challenges that are going to be presented in the months ahead. And that is very significant. We've a very uncertain geopolitical circumstance. There's so many trade tensions that we have to respond to, and we need a strong government to be able to take the decisions and to ensure that we have about €165 billion of a capital plan across the next decade to deploy that can transform our communities, improve our infrastructure, make us more attractive, give us a very strong competitive offering to the outside world, and we need to continue to have a strong government to do that.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. You, as Minister for Enterprise, Trade and Employment, know only too well that the challenges after Inauguration Day in the US are going to come thick and fast across the Atlantic, because in the last day or so, Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg on the Joe Rogan podcast, of all places, accused the European Union of screwing US tech companies through fines, with Irish sanctions on Meta passing €2 billion. Should we be concerned, do you think?
Well, first of all, I think we have to ensure that we continue up our diplomatic response in the US. We currently have 9 diplomatic missions there. It's going to be critical that we talk to the new US administration on the basis of evidence and facts. And sometimes when you hear people talk about our trading relationship with the US, they look at goods alone. And on that point of view, we forget about services. And the critical thing is we have about €134 billion of a surplus in favour of the US when you include services. So it's important to point out that, firstly, our trade relationship is very healthy. It is very much a bilateral relationship. Secondly, and critically, we as a country are the 7th largest FDI investor in the US. When you consider our population and our size as a country, we can say to the new administration that we as a country employ over 120,000 people in right across the 50 states of the US, and that's very significant.
Yeah, well, you
investment.
Point that out. You know what they hear? Trade war. They hear you preparing the pitch for a trade war.
Absolutely
what he said,
not.
Well, what he said, it's possible. What he said was, Mark Zuckerberg, the EU has fined US tech companies more than €30 billion over the last 10 or 20 years. It's $100 million here, a couple of billion dollars there. What I really think this adds up to is like an EU-wide policy for how they want to deal with American tech. It's almost like a tariff, he said.
Absolutely not. I think where we try and unlock those issues, and there always will be, and there was in the last administration, we had the Inflation Reduction Act. You know, we had a very significant amount of protectionist policies that did evolve. But we had the trade and the Trade Council and Technology Council, which gave us a key opportunity. It was a vehicle set up under the Biden administration with the EU to discuss and de-escalate any issues of concern. But I would say in terms of the Digital Services Act, it is critical to improve transparency, to ensure that we can have confidence online, that we have a very strong regulator, and Commissioner Mann will be doing this in an Irish context. And when you look around Cormac, if you look at Romania, they had to cancel their presidential election. You look what happened in Georgia just before Christmas with their president. You look at Moldova. Look right around the world. Disinformation are the new boots on the ground and missiles. And we have to ensure that we as a country, we have a very much outsized role in the high tech regulatory space. We have to ensure that we are giving the citizens very fair and partial information, that disinformation and, quite frankly, lies are held to account, and those who try and do it online. And that's why we have so many important pieces of legislation, and Commissioner Mann will be very strongly resourced to do just that.
Okay. Can I ask you finally on insurance, because I know it affects an awful lot of business who you've been talking to throughout your tenure as Minister for Enterprise, Trade and Employment, but it affects householders as well. Some texting us saying their premium has increased in the last number of, or doubled in the last number of years. And we've learned today that public liability claims have decreased by 40%. Why is that? What should be done? Because it's Sinn Féin and Piers Doherty told us in this programme that Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil blocked legislation and came down on the side of the insurance industry.
Well, that's obviously not true, and I heard part of Piers shouting and ranting on the radio there. What I would say, 2 points I'd make. First of all, the National Alliance for Insurance Reform, the government, and indeed the Finance Committee, which I was a member of in the previous stall, came together with 66 actions for government to complete. Those have been substantially now complete and are really making a difference. But we have a huge problem, absolutely, in that insurance companies are not doing enough. Now, quite specifically, in terms of what Pierce has proposed, we currently have a National Claims Information Database, which collates that data. And in response to his accusation about the money message, the government doesn't decide on whether a piece of legislation needs a money message or not. The critical piece about his legislation was that he was requiring the central bank to gather more data, to set up a new fora to do that, and that requires additional income to do that, and obviously that does require a money message. But our view is that we're trying to get more competition into the marketplace. I think the Alliance for Insurance Reform agree with us on this point. The more competition we have seen OutSurance come in, we need more actors to come in, and that's going to be the most important thing government can do in the months ahead. And we have a cabinet subcommittee that will be holding the insurance industry their feet to the fires on this, because they have to live up to their element in the bargain. Government have reformed. Mm. We've seen that we've made perjury statutory offence a 10-year prison sentence. We have the fraud coordination unit when Garda Síochána. We rebalanced the duty of care. We reformed the injury resolution board. We've made all these very strong changes.
Not enough. Look, can I ask you one final question in relation to government formation? Do you, Peter Burke, TD for Fine Gael, have any reservations about doing a deal with Michael Lowry, who the Moriarty Tribunal in their report said it was beyond doubt that Mr. Lowry imparted substantive information to Denis O'Brien, which it said was of significant value and assistance to him in securing the mobile phone licence, and the report described Mr. Lowry's role as disgraceful and insidious. Do you have any reservations at all?
Well, I can explain it very clearly. I don't, for the following reasons. First of all, the independent, regional independent group came together with a collection of TDs. They have to decide who their negotiators are to form that part. And obviously, we understand that they are negotiating as a bloc as well. Many of them together have been in the talks, and the DPP has an independent process, and so it should be independent in terms of the outworkings of the tribunal and what may or may result from that. So at this point in time, Deputy Lowry has been elected, I think, on 7 occasions topping the poll. Mm-hmm. He's a very strong mandate from Tipperary.
Despite that report, no reservations. Okay, it's good to...
It's an independent, but we have to... I can't come across here when you have the DPP doing its work independently, Cormac, and obviously it has to do just that. But I've been very clear in terms of my ethics and policy, in terms of that of my party, mm-hmm. and the reforms that we have made in terms of bringing in the Lobbying Act and the huge
and there's
reforms.
No need to go into that. Absolutely. You're right to put that on record, but all I want is clarity on that very question, and you've given it to us. You have
thank
no reservations.
You, yeah.
Minister for Enterprise, Trade and Employment, Peter Burke of Fine Gael, thank you very much indeed.